WRPS Pickens Jackson.
You ready?
Let's go!
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now live in the Bank Plus studio, where college football meets the all lifestyle.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is
the Out of Bounds Show with Bo Bounds. Streaming around the world live at the Out of Bounds radio app. And on your radio at ESPN 105.9.
Where are you?
The Zone.
Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Chris Jones, A.J. Brown, the Super Bowl in Glendale, Arizona this Sunday. I can't wait. Out of Bounds, 105.9, The Zone ESPN, brought to you by Dr. Kirk Jeffries. If you need cataract surgery, you want to go to Eye Care Professionals and see Dr. Kirk Jeffries and his team. Two locations on Lakeland Drive. Jackson, Flowood, Bellmead. Eye Care Professionals, Dr. Kirk Jeffries. I'm pulling for the Philadelphia Eagles. And Salty Blake is pulling for Patrick Mahomesy, Andy Reid, and Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, Willie Gay, among others, on the Kansas City Chiefs football team, who Rob J loves him some Kansas City Chiefs, has always been a fan there. So that's cool.
I'm cheering for the good team, good side. You're cheering for the bad guys.
And I'm wearing a New Orleans Saints pullover. So if you watch the show at 9:30, we'll be back. We were just on YouTube Live. Our channel is Out of Bounds Sports. And we were interviewing Mike Dettillier. We'll have Chris Jans at, Chris Jans at 9:30. Blake, I may have to send a text here in just a second, and you may have to take over for a few seconds.
Good.
Chris Jans at 9:30 on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. And I don't know if Jans is going to have enough time to watch the Super Bowl. They'll play in Fayetteville. They'll fly back. And then I'm sure they'll have a practice. Yeah, he'll probably let the players do that. So they've got all day Sunday to do you're in season. You've been practicing like crazy. You're not doing 2.5 hour type stuff. So
can't miss the Super Bowl.
No, yeah. Drop an hour practice, shoot around, start to get ready for Kentucky. But
yeah.
But let the players go watch the Chiefs and the Eagles. I'm pulling for the Eagles and A.J. Brown and big play Slay, baby.
Ugh.
Big play Slay.
It will be interesting to see which Mississippi player has the biggest impact.
That's a great point. Will it be A.J. Chris Jones was the biggest impact guy in the AFC-NFC championship games. He was the MVP of the weekend. He was the MVP of the game. People gravitated towards Mahomes. That's fine. He's the quarterback. He's the star. Chris Jones dominated the field, tilted the field, was worth every bit of that money that they gave him.
Yep.
If he gets revved up again, the Philadelphia Eagles offensive line is much better than the Cincinnati Bengals offensive line. So Chris will have his hands full to get loose that much. But Blake makes a good point. Will A.J. Brown make an incredible catch? Mm. Will Fletcher Cox do something crazy? Will Big Play Slay have a PBU? Will he have a pick? You know, these are things that if God forbid Jalen Hurts takes a shot, will Gardner Minshew come in and convert a few first downs and they kick a field goal and it's pandemonium? You know, who knows? There could be any number of storylines with all these guys.
Yep. So that'll be always – I think that's interesting because we've never had never might not be the right word. Very rarely have we had such a plethora of high-profile players that were connected to the state of Mississippi in the big game. So – it'll be exciting to see from that perspective, each of them do well. I wish Fletcher and Darius and AJ all the best. I hope they lose.
I was on Fanatics yesterday, and I want to pull over just like this one. It's real thin that the guys gave us when we were out at the NFL draft with the Philadelphia Eagles logo because Big Play Slay is my guy. And, you know, he has a beautiful wife and so on. So, and I like you know, the fact that it kind of, you get a little upset about it. You get a little salty, Blake, about the Eagles.
Well, they're a rival. Why would I not? Why would I want, again, I don't understand this premise. Why would I want someone who's my rival to do well in anything? Like, regardless of the sport or the business, why would you want someone who's competing against you to do well or do better than you?
Before I send this text real quick, and I'm going to need about 10 seconds, do you think Tom Brady, I just want to think about this real quick. Tom Brady has been playing in the NFL since he was 22 years old.
Correct. He's 45.
Yeah. So, I mean, that is a big chunk of your life.
It's over half, actually.
Okay. He has played on this weekend 10 times, Blake?
I believe that's correct. Seven and three.
7-3, which is unprecedented, remarkable, amazing, whatever. I think we may be surprised at this, but I'm going to ask you this before I send this text because I got to make sure Jans is coming on. Do you think it's for sure he's watching the Super Bowl?
No.
I would not be surprised if he's on a beach, on a boat, on the golf course, somewhere doing something else.
I'd actually say that it's probably more likely he would watch this one than any of the ones previous to this that he wasn't in, right? Because I bet when he was still coming back and playing, it was even more competitive edge of not watching who was in the Super Bowl.
Okay. I wonder, and if he is watching, will we know, and will he drop a tweet or two, right? He's going to be a color analyst for Fox for $36 million a year.
Interesting. Right, boy, I mean, you wonder if QBs are worth $13 million or analysts worth $36
million. I know.
It's a whole different
Fox
discussion.
Fox is forking it over. Of course, that's chump change for them. Right. Out of bounds, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Blake?
Yes. While you send this text, I did want to say, you know I'm a big fan of Bulldog Burger. And love all the stuff they did. Used to work at Bulldog Burger. They're having something awesome. It's right up our alley. Whiskey 61, y'all lifestyle. It's the Tap Takeover. So it's today and Wednesday. Tuesday, today, and Wednesday. The Tap Takeover at Bulldog Burger on Lake Harbor in Ridgeland. You can check it out. They're going to have Good People Brewing Company. It's a Mexican-style lager, one of Alabama's best-selling IPAs. The Good People Brewing Company. Today and tomorrow at Bulldog Burger on Lake Harbor in Ridgeland, and you can get your first beer on Bulldog Burger, Good People, and the Out of Bounds show. So you can go check it out right now. Bulldog Burger, Lake Harbor in Ridgeland.
All right. We are on with Jans.
Okay.
We are on with Jans at 9:30. Out of Bounds, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Chris Jans will be on the show at 9:30. Head basketball coach for Mississippi State. Jans has won 3 in a row, Blake. TCU, South Carolina, and Missouri. And they host LSU tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Tolu Smith needs to continue to play really well. And they're getting some help at the on the perimeter with the guards. And everybody's, you know, all hot and bothered over that. And they should be. And more than the crew are playing. Even DJ Jeffries got into the scoring the last game. So,
you ready to book them? March Madness when they win tomorrow night?
I'm not. But I will tell you this. If they win tomorrow, man, when I'm telling you that Arkansas game gets real and funky and fun and eyeballs on the screen, it is... Again, extremely difficult to win up there. It has been for 40 years. From Eddie Sutton to Nolan Richardson, I know they went through a tough time, but they got it going on now again. So we will see how that looks in the hump tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And Chris Jans is on a 3-game winning streak. If he wins that game, it makes Arkansas just massive, big, huge, the whole thing. And but it's one at a time. Got to beat LSU first. I know they've fallen apart, but you got to take care of the LSU Tigers. Our Chris Jans interview will be brought to you by Bulldog Burger. Amazing burgers and sandwiches, onion rings, Bulldog Burger in Ridgeland, Lake Harbor. We'll be back in a second. More fun stuff, and Blake's got a national day he wants to hit, too. have to tell you about this game-changing product I used before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to zbiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. Z-Biotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, Z-Biotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers. Hey, y'all. You know I love my meal kits from Home Chef. Home Chef is awesome. Wendy and I love it. We've ordered the meals. Empty Nesters makes it easy for delicious, nutritious meals brought to you by Home Chef. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering my listeners 18 free meals plus free dessert for life. And of course, free shipping on your first box. Go to homechef.com/OOB. That's homechef.com/OOB for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. You heard that right. Homechef.com/OOB. We love it. You'll love it. Wendy and I love it. Check out Home Chef today. I want to know from you where you're going to watch the Super Bowl. At your house, how many people? Or someone else's house, how many people? Or a restaurant or bar. I saw where 18 million people consume it, you know, at sports bars, restaurants. I mean, obviously, we have places like Bulldog Burger, which is cool, to consume the game. But I'd like to know from you on the agup.com text line. At home or away from home, how many people? Super Bowl. 601-885-3776. I know if I do anything, it'll be like drop by somebody's house at 3:30, out of there by 4:30, at my house by 4:45. And then, you know, but we'll have started the cooking process prior to.
How many people is too many people is the real question.
I think anywhere north of six.
That's a really low number.
Well, I'll have two. Me, it'll be Wendy and I. Yeah. My daughter is not coming home this weekend. My son will be somewhere. There's no telling. And so, you know, it's going to be Wendy and I. Now, I may lose her as soon as kick. Some of that pregame stuff's kind of fun. You know, you're getting everything ready. And you're getting some food and some beverage. But a few minutes in, she may head back and hit Netflix and then come back for halftime.
Is it mandatory that you be able to consume the commercials when you go to a Super Bowl party? Like, I know you're not as big into it, but I know for some people,
I'm watching them.
Yeah, because you're by yourself, and so or with Wendy, and so yeah. Like it's easy. I know for some people they get upset if they go somewhere, and I assume going to a bar or restaurant would be this way potentially, where you can't hear the commercials. You can't, you know, a lot of people don't like, they don't care about game commentary, but heaven forbid they not be able to consume what I guess marketing companies have propped up as this giant event, which is commercials during a football game,
which are overblown.
But it's the most talked about.
A large audience.
It's one of the most talked about things every year.
It is.
Is who's going to have the best? People write articles ranking Super Bowl commercials.
Sure, nobody reads them, but I understand that.
I guess people who have real jobs and have to fill time at the office,
right?
Nah,
no, there's not a, us. We talked about this. There's a lot of pressure on ad agencies. Back to, have you decided? I don't know. I think people at parties aren't that locked into anything. Okay, so I don't think they're stopping conversations and mixing drinks and putting food on plates. I think you do catch 10 to 20%. You know, you net out one. You think it's funny or terrible, right? where do you think you're leaning right now as far as
watching it?
Yeah, are you going to watch it at home or are you going to watch it with some friends somewhere else?
I'm all up in the air. Okay. I don't really want to host anybody. That sounds like the worst option.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, but I do love the comfort of my home.
I get it.
So I'm not sure yet.
Right.
I don't really know where I would go if I went somewhere. Like, that's the problem. It's like, where do I really want to go?
You've still got a bunch of friends that are either married without kids or single. So you've got some options there. But I don't see you going to a restaurant or bar.
No, that's definitely not happening.
Yeah. Okay.
For a multitude of reasons.
Right.
But the least of which is I'm not going to spend the money.
I mean, I had to, you know, first of all, you'd have to Uber and then you get in all that. You know, I Ubered home last night from our dinner at Kessler Prime, which was fine, but
it's a lot of work.
It's just a lot of, I think I've been in 1500 Uber rides and it's a lot of, damn, I have to do this again. But anyway. Yeah.
I'm not planning on doing anything major for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I do like, I wouldn't mind going to someone's Super Bowl party till halftime or something like that.
Okay.
See, I'm not like you. I don't need to, the whole, like, I got to get home. Yeah, that, I don't care as much, especially because this game is, like, for pure entertainment value. I don't really care either way. Like,
right.
I don't want the Eagles to win.
Sure.
But, like, I'm not going to wake up Monday morning and be like, oh my gosh, my life is over.
Yeah.
Because the Eagles won. Like, it's football. I'll be okay. So I'd be down to, like, hang out with some people if I liked the people. That's the catch. You really got to like the people that you're spending the time with.
I don't think a lot of people think like that socially. I mean, I see people that are mega uber social. They just have to hang out with people.
Well, I get that. They have codependency
issues. Go ahead.
Well, they have codependency issues is the thing. I'm not that way.
Yeah.
So I would want it. It would have to be people that I'm comfortable and cool hanging. Like, I'm not going, as kind as it is, I'm not showing up to someone's Super Bowl party that I don't know.
Fair enough.
Like, I have
I would
to,
never do that either.
No. Well, we had people invite us, right?
Oh, that's very kind. Yeah.
It's very kind.
That was very nice.
I'm not going if I don't know you.
I got you. Okay.
That's my philosophy.
Max says, I'm watching it at home, and anything over six people is too many. Mac is right there with me on the Ag Up Equipment text line. I love it. All right, we got something else, Blake. And I want to throw this out to our Ole Miss Rebels and MSU Bulldogs and Southern Miss Golden Eagles. And just get some people's thoughts. The SEC baseball has a new rule. 10-run rule after 7 innings. A 10-run rule after 7 innings. Now, what do you think about that? Or is it going to take you a little bit of time to digest that and see how it looks over the course of several series or maybe a season? But SEC baseball now has a 10-run rule after 7 innings.
It's really despicable.
Do you think it will affect a win or a loss?
Man, when it's 17-7 after 7, I think people will try to make much to do about it.
Yep.
But Blake, when it's 12-2,
in reality, what's the comeback percentage? I know Mississippi State blew a game one time to like La Tech or something like that. They were up 7 going into the 8th or 9th.
I could have told our listeners that Blake would have gone.
It's just the truth. It's not negative. It's just a factual statement. I'm with you. It feels, on first glance, doesn't it feel kind of gimmicky and hokey, like tournament ball style? That's what it feels like to me. It feels like Vanderbilt's baseball stadium, Cracker Jack. It feels hokey. But then you start diving into it and you go, how many games really would it affect? You know what it really saves you is bullpen arms.
It does.
Extra innings not pitched.
And just the you're right. I mean, we're already having way too many injuries because travel ball starts at 6 and these kids are playing 70 games a year. And this is going to, again, an orthopedic surgeon's dream. But, I mean, they aren't going away. In fact, I expect them to just continue to increase. So we have so many arm injuries in the SEC and in baseball today. Blake, I expect this to continue on.
I like it. I like the I don't think it will affect any wins and losses. So, really. No. And so I like the idea. I like the idea of making it where maybe we save some arms. And,
I agree. Because yeah. Postseason is so much fun. And down the stretch is so much fun. And that's what... and we want to see as many players that are good enough to play.
Actually in the series that matter.
Damn right.
Correct.
All right. Chris Jans coming up next. Brought to you by Bulldog Burger in Ridgeland. Chris Jans will join us. They're on a 3-game winning streak, and they host LSU tomorrow night at 8 o'clock in Humphrey Coliseum. Where will you watch the Super Bowl, and how will you consume it? How many people? We need you to go to whiskey61.com and register, because we're giving away some really cool stuff this week. Whiskey61.com, register, because that's where you'll have to post to enter to potentially win. Chris Jans next. All right, Mississippi State hosting LSU tomorrow night, 8 o'clock at the Hump. They're on a 3-game winning streak, monster win over the weekend. And we welcome in head basketball coach for MSU, Chris Jans, year one. He joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. This interview is brought to you by Bulldog Burger in Ridgeland, in Starkville, and in Tupelo. Good morning, Chris Jans. How are you?
Good morning, Bo. I'm fine. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. Congratulations on the 3-game winning streak. All the teams are good, but Mizzou has a hell of a basketball team. What did you tell your team after the win Saturday night?
Just to enjoy it. That I was continuing to be proud of them. You know, they've handled some ups and downs, obviously, with wins and losses and everything else that goes into a marathon college basketball season, but they were really good all week long in preparation for that game. And you never know how the game will unfold, but love the tenacity that they showed. You know, we led from start to finish, and those are always fun. Seemed to be a little more less stressful than other games when you're able to do that. It certainly hasn't happened very often with us, but it was nice to have a game like that. And, you know, they've stuck together. They really stuck together through some tough times and some tough stretches. And I think it says a lot about the quality of people that we have in our room and the resiliency of this group that's representing our university so well.
Chris Jans on the Out of Bounds show. You make a good point. They could have checked out. You never know with young people. Hell, us as adults can do that. But it was a rough spot. What have you put your finger on? What did turn it around this last week plus as you're winning ball games again?
I don't necessarily think turned it around. I mean, through the whole season, I've told people around me, I've told our team that we're a good basketball team. And, you know, sometimes final score isn't indicative of that every time, but you've just got to stick together. And I think it says a lot about how they feel about each other. This group likes each other. You know, obviously I'm around them every day, and the camaraderie that they've built, the trust that they've built in each other has been really fun to watch. They're a hard-working group, and as you know, when things get hard, it's really easy to start listening to, you know, some noise and some people questioning, you know, what the coach is doing. You know, what, you should be getting more shots, or you should be getting more time, or, and when you're winning, you don't get that very often. But when you start losing, it's inevitably human nature for people to give their two cents a little bit more, and that's okay. I mean, that's just how it works in athletics. But when you're in the room and you know what's going on, you, you've got to trust, you know, your teammates, and ultimately you got to trust, you know, your staff and your coaches that they're putting you in the right position, and mm-hmm. and they kept the faith. And you know, if you were around us every day and saw their mental approach to practice, they continue to try to work and get better every day. And our sell to them was, you know, you have two choices. You know, you can listen to the noise, you can start being, you know, a part of the problem, or you can be a part of the solution and think long term. I mean, if you're going to be a basketball player for as long as you have your dreams and goals to be one, you're going to have some rough patches, and you've got to think, you know, big picture for just not just this year, but for yourself. And just things will happen to you. You're going to have adversity, and you've got to continue to grind and work and get better. And we've obviously been able to do that for the most part.
Talk about some of these players that are starting to emerge and really, I guess, figure out what you want them to do as far as their role. Guys like Tyler Stevenson, but even starters like Shaq Moore and Cam Matthews. I mean, you got 22 minutes, 10 points from Stevenson on Saturday, and everyone was valuable. Walk us through that, Coach.
Well, first, Tyler Stevenson is, and I just love coaching him. He is so consistent with his everyday approach, and he's obviously very experienced, having played a bunch of college basketball at Southern Miss and had good numbers. And then he came here, and it's almost as if he tried too hard. He wanted to do so well, and he's so coachable, and he put a lot of pressure on himself, in my opinion. And now the game has slowed down for him a little bit, and certainly there was a jump in levels that he had to get used to on a daily basis, not only just in practice, but obviously in the SEC games. And now he's gotten more comfortable, and he's able to get his game on the court and be productive for us. And I just love seeing him produce and be excited. I love when he shows that positive emotion, because he's worked so hard at his game, and it means so much to him. And I'm just really happy for him. And he's been a big shot in the arm for us. And you mentioned Shaq Moore. You know, he's had some injuries that have slowed him down. But again, he's just starting to get more comfortable, I think. And we've encouraged him to shoot the ball more. He's got this beautiful shot fake, and I've joked with others about it. It's like this toy that he received, and he got it at Christmas, and it's wore out by the new year because he just goes to it so much, and it's he loves it, and it's really good, and it's he gets everybody on it. But I think he needs to be more aggressive with shooting the basketball, and he's turning down some shots, and now he's taking those shots. And certainly when you make those shots, your confidence soars, and your teammates' confidence in him soars. And so he's become a scorer for us, and he needs to continue to do that. But, you know, his value is on both ends of the floor. I mean, he's a terrific defender. He's a disruptor. You know, he gets steals. He gets hands on balls for steals for others, and he ignites from, you know, defense to offense, which we really need and rely on. And then Cam Matthews is just our emotional warrior.
Yeah.
He's a leader for us on and off the court. You know, he's got to play with his hair on fire all the time. You know, he doesn't shoot the ball from three. He has shown the ability to do it in practice for whatever reason, and hasn't transferred on the court yet. But he knows that. And so, you know, he's picking his spots. He's just so valuable. I mean, he's become a decision maker for us. He's one of our better defenders. He's a tough guy. I said, you know, about our emotional leader. And he's just fun to coach. You know, he's a guy that you love having on your side. You know, you hate playing against him, but you love having him on your side.
Yeah, he is fun to watch. I mean, it's unbelievable. Matthews, Davis, and Moore. You got 8 steals from them on Saturday against Mizzou. That's incredible. Chris Jans, head basketball coach at MSU, 3-game winning streak. They host the LSU Tigers tomorrow night, 8 o'clock at the Hump. And Coach Jans joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. You mentioned practice and preparation earlier in the interview. Y'all played a ton of games. You've had a bunch of practices. At this point during the year, Chris, how do you balance Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday? You're playing so much. So how do you balance, you know, hour and a half, two and a half hour practices on their feet, off their feet? How do you and your staff balance that?
That's a good question, and I think everybody does it a little bit different. I think it depends on, first, is when you play. When you play Saturday, Tuesday, then Sunday is a working day for everybody. You've got to, you know, get together. It's usually later, late afternoon or early evening, depending on when the game finished on Saturday. And but if you play Wednesday, Saturday, then Sunday's your day off. If you play Saturday, Tuesday, then Wednesday's your day off. So that kind of, you know, gets you set up for the week in terms of how long you practice and, more importantly, how physical practice is. Like, we'll have days after games where we'll dress out and we'll get on the court, but we won't have any physicality to our practice, and we'll do a lot of walking through. We'll do a lot of 5-on-0. We'll do a lot of shooting. And then we'll work at some guys out that maybe don't play as many minutes or didn't get in the game and need to keep their cardio and need to keep their game tight. So it really depends upon the day and what's going on and when you play next. But we only have probably 2 or 3 days a week where we're having physical practices and we're really banging on one another and competing at a high level. Because when you get into February, you got to be thinking about how long the season is. You know, the most important thing is to have them feeling good on game day, having them fresh and energized. And it's just a balancing act. And you've got to, you know, have a feel for your team of where they're at. Like yesterday, we were off Sunday, and we got after them pretty good. You know, we went by 1 hour and 40 minutes, and it was real physical. And we ran them quite a bit because it's probably the only day this week where, you know, it's going to be that type of practice. And I felt like we had to get, you know, some cardio done and some good work done. But definitely practice slows down in terms of the amount and the amount of physicality to it as the season progresses.
Talk about the fans at the Hump. You got another big game tomorrow night. What that means to your team as far as the energy and juice in the building, Coach?
Yeah, I've just been super impressed with it all year long. Didn't know what to expect. Obviously not from these parts and never coached in the league. I had just heard from others that I've been through here, either as the home staff or a visiting staff, of what it was like. But like most places, you know, it picked up once we got into SEC play, and it's been a huge advantage for us. You know, there's been times when I've walked out there when we weren't winning at the level that we all want to, and I couldn't believe how many people were in the seats. I couldn't believe the student sections. They've been consistent all year long. We've developed a relationship with those students and that fan base that we so need. And certainly we want everyone to come out and support. But for me, it's the students of what we've targeted. It just creates a different vibe in the building for everybody. I would imagine, you know, everyone would admit that at some point, that when the students are rocking, everybody tends to get a little more excited and get off their feet and join the fun. And it's been awesome. It's an electric place. You know, we've had 2 or 3 sellouts already. We're looking forward to the 4 games we have left. I know tomorrow is a late start, 8 p.m. I'm hoping that some parents will let their kids stay up a little bit later than normal, and I understand how that works. Hopefully, I don't think that will bother the students having a late start. But it's been awesome. I've been super impressed. with the vibe and the rhythm and the feel, and even just the number of people that continue to come out and support this basketball team.
Chris Jans on the Out of Bounds Show. Last one, Coach. I know Coach Miller, Anwar, Brooks, all very, very valuable to your program. But I've had more people ask me about Scott Padgett because he played at Kentucky, 8-year NBA vet, and he's on your staff too, assistant to the head coach. And he's also very active on the sidelines. How did y'all connect, Chris?
You know, I didn't know Scott Padgett. Obviously knew him by name, knew him from the business. But in the end of the day, you know, I had told some people around me what I was looking for and got a plethora of names from, you know, people that I know to start that process. And in the end, you know, a guy that I've known for 20 years knew Scott very well and highly recommended him and knew what I was looking for and knew me and you know, how we go about doing business. And so in the end, that's kind of how it worked out. We had some conversations, did some more research, and there were obviously other candidates, but I felt like he was the best fit. And fortunately, we were both right. He probably did his own research and didn't have to take this job and had other things going on. And I actually had a job. I mean, he was a full-time assistant at Manhattan when he chose to make the jump. And just thrilled that he's with us. He brings so much to the table. You know, one, just the history of him and his experience in the SEC as a player, winning a national championship, winning SEC championships, and then having played in the NBA for 9 years. I mean, that certainly helps in recruiting. It helps with our current players. And then from a coaching standpoint, you know, he's been there, done that. You know, he's been a head coach for a number of seasons at Samford, so he knows what it feels like to be in that chair. And he's been invaluable, and we've got to know each other better and better and continue to rely on him more and more as the season unfolds.
That's a cool story. Chris Jans, his team will host LSU tomorrow night at the Hump at 8 o'clock, and they're looking for another W as they have been on a roll the last week and a half. Coach, thanks for your time today. We appreciate it. We'll catch up soon.
See you soon, Bo. Appreciate it, man. Hail State.
Chris Jans on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line, hosting the LSU Tigers tomorrow night. That interview was brought to you by Bulldog Burger in Ridgeland, Bulldog Burger in Starkville, and Bulldog Burger in Tupelo. A great place to watch the game or pregame or postgame or just grab lunch or dinner anytime. Out of Bounds, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. We appreciate Coach Jan stopping by. And that was one of the first questions Steve Azar asked me when we were at the Tennessee game. And he said, I know who that is, but I can't remember his name. I said, it's Scott Padgett. He played at Kentucky on some unbelievable Kentucky teams and then went on to have an 8-year NBA career. And look, man, I mean, he's tall and so on, but he's very active on the sideline. He is not one of, as Chris Jans just told us, you know, guys that's been with him for 5, 6, 7 years, but highly respected in the industry. And it sure looks like Jans made a good call with that hire. So that's kind of cool. Scott Padgett, y'all remember him at, hey, Big Blue Nation. He played at Kentucky. And he played with John Wall and some dudes, you know. I mean, they had some teams for sure. So that was cool to see. All right. Blake Scott, good show today. As we, Mike Dettillier took us down the Super Bowl road and the Sean Payton, Drew Brees.
That's right.
How they worked together for so long and what this could look like with Russell Wilson. Of course, the Saints still have a question mark at QB this offseason. We'll see how and if they can address this. They do have a first-round pick now. It is something to keep in mind in Kansas City. Well, depending on what they do with it, they have a first-round pick right now.
That's right.
They could always move up. Maybe they identify a QB that they want at like 23 instead of 29, yeah. 23, 21.
Anthony Richardson, baby.
Okay. And We'll see how that looks. We got the Super Bowl, the menu, how you're going to watch it, where you watch it, how you consume it. I'd love to know, like, what the average get-together is around the country coast to coast. Is it 8, 10, or 12? I would think it's going to land somewhere in there, probably on the 10 mark, 8 to 12 people getting together for the Super Bowl. Blake wants to have, like, 30, 40 people over, so feel free to text. The Ag Up Equipment text line, 601-885-3776. I do want to switch gears to some food. It's National Fettuccine Alfredo Day. And when you land on some really, really good fettuccine Alfredo, and whether they throw some chicken on it or, you know, some scallops or some shrimp or whatever it is, or maybe, you know, some bacon with something that I just referenced. But when somebody nails fettuccine Alfredo, it is divine and amazing. Blake, do you like fettuccine Alfredo?
It's my favorite pasta.
Okay.
Yeah, it's my go-to for sure. I don't need meat in my fettuccine Alfredo.
Oh, I don't have to have it, but I'm okay with it.
I just like a nice traditional fettuccine.
Oh.
Little shaved
fresh parm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Now,
anything else? Some fresh tomatoes? No?
No, I don't. I'm not a.
You don't even like tomatoes.
I like tomato products. I'm not a huge fan on tomatoes.
Let's take those out.
I will eat like a bolognese, which has tomatoes in it.
Love bolognese.
The real key to setting apart a high end pasta dish to me, and this is where the Italians understand, and we as Americans just still fall behind.
Swing and miss.
In culinary institutes. But you got to top it with some, like, delicious olive oil. Just a little drizzle on top of the pasta. And it just, it just elevates everything.
I agree with you there.
Just elevates.
Pair it with, you know, you can go any direction on that pairing.
Yeah, it's like Stetson Bennett at Georgia. It just brings things to the forefront.
Wow. I didn't know you were going to go
there.
You think
he puts ranch dressing on his pasta? Because I could see that.
Yeah, I don't think. And probably on his burger. So, fettuccine Alfredo, let's go back. See, I do like it with some good grilled chicken on it, shrimp, you know.
Yeah.
Now, also, guess what else? I can go regular like you. Now, I don't want it drenched in the sauce.
This is where it goes back to your hang up. You have I don't know what the right word is. OCD is not the right, but you just have a thing about sauce. I don't know what the right.
I don't want it swimming. Like, if I get a bowl of fettuccine Alfredo at a restaurant.
Yeah. Do you ask them to put you don't ask for the Alfredo on the side.
No, but I do say light on the sauce. Now, last night I ordered the ribeye dry, and you actually went that way.
So I've done that before. And I forget to say that.
Yeah.
Because I don't jus my plate when I make a steak at my house. And
right.
So I just didn't think about it.
Right.
And there's only a couple places that do that. Not everybody does. I mean, I don't think there's a right or wrong way. It's preference. But there's not every steakhouse does that. So
right. Most of them that do it don't do it at the level that we're referencing.
Yeah, all jus doesn't bother me as much. Like, I wouldn't have not eaten it or anything if it had more juice on the place. The pasta thing, I don't want it soupy, but I do want a substantial, like, I want it to be well coated.
Okay.
I need my pasta dressed more than my salad.
Okay.
For sure.
Interesting. Like, it would be your idea would be too much for me.
Salad, light dressing, I'm with you.
I'm yes.
Most places, because it can get very wet.
The only problem is the Caesars, there are people who sling wonderful Caesar salads. But for whatever reason,
I know,
in the kitchen, they just go crazy.
It's because of environment. Where are you? Look at your environment. Everybody around here, sauce. I mean, we've talked about this.
So I do better sauce with everything. When you and I go hit Salad Mookie's and we get the slice of pizza and Caesar salad lunch special, because they drop it usually in like 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah, it's so fast.
They do the Caesar on the side and I get to control it, and it is fabulous.
What a diva.
Yeah.
I get it. No, I'm probably going to have to go to Enzo's later and get fettuccine.
I was there for lunch yesterday. I did the 2 meatballs and Caesar salad. Met Todd Sanders with Superior Foundation, and we had a hell of a time.
Mm.
Yeah.
They have good fettuccine there.
They do. They do. And the meat, they've got these new little lunch specials, and it's easy. It was out in like less than two minutes, two meatballs and a Caesar salad. Perfect.
There you go.
Yeah. The red sauce was really, really good. Enjoy lunch today at Bulldog Burger in Ridgeland, or B3, Burgers, Blues, and Barbecue in Madison or Brandon. And maybe a little dinner tonight at Kessler Prime in the Renaissance. Thanks for listening to the show. And we will have a giveaway. We've got several giveaways this week, but you got to register. Go to whiskey61.com. That's where we're going to run it, just like 2 weeks ago. Whiskey61.com. See ya.